kind of dishes she used every day, she didn't put them in.
What would you use to carry water in from the well?
Bucket. Well, it was, we used to have cedar buckets. And then you had some enamel. Later on, we got enamel buckets in. Of course, we quit using the cedar. Maybe it's baby.
Yeah, some people tell me that somehow the water tasted better from those cedar buckets.
Oh, yeah, it tastes good. But if it gets... Hey, booger baby! Did you come see Granddaddy? Huh? You gonna tell Granddaddy now? Huh? Those cedar buckets would have to keep them a year or two, they'd fall down if you didn't keep watering them all apart.
Is that right?
Yeah. Hmm. They had them little tiny hooks around.
What would you carry milk in?
Milk bucket. Mother had they were white buckets. She had her milk bucket she kept in. They didn't know what else she used in for nothing else.
You ever heard people use another word for bucket?
Huh?
You ever heard people use another word for a bucket?
Mama used to call a milk pail.
Yes, sir. That's what it meant.
Yeah.
Milk. Is that the same thing? Is there any difference?
Same thing. Not a bit in the world.
No difference between a bucket and a pail?
No. What she called a milk pail.
Well, did y'all have any kind of container that you would throw scraps in for the hogs?
Yes, sir. Slop bucket. Yes, sir.
What was that made out of?
Well, it would be a usual thing. It was an old bucket that was used for something else, and it's gotten old. And then they just take it for a scrap bucket, for a slop bucket, for the pig. And then you had them galvanized buckets you kept around the barn, and that was the pig out there.
When you fried yourself an egg or a piece of ham, what would you use?
Do it.
When you fried an egg, you know, or fried a piece of ham, what would you use to fry that in?
A skillet. A skillet.
Heard another name for that?
My mother called it fryer, skillet.
Frying pan?
Yeah, frying pan, skillet.
All the same?
Yeah, same.
Ever heard of one of those things with legs that people use in the fireplace?
Yes, sir. Yes, I've seen them. My grandmother cooked them. Yes, sir. Well, they had in the kitchen, they had a barbed iron built in that chimney back there, and on it, there was a piece of iron, but like your finger come out there and turn up. Don't bother that sugar. And they would stick a long, they'd have a two or three of them places on the rod of iron that went up through there. And they'd move back, they had a piece of iron in a rod of iron, as big as your finger, bigger. Go stick
Hello,
on
man.
It.
How you doing?
Hey, baby. Doesn't got it?
Huh?
Doesn't got it?